नेचर
मुझे नाम पे अनाउंस कर दे नीलमादी
वेज सी
नीलमादी
कैन यू सी न्यू नेम श्रीमती राधिका इज कॉल्ड नीलांबरी नीला अंबरी ऑलवेज यूजिंग नी
गारमेंट्स
like the beauty of Krishna. So she is called Nilambari. So Nilambari Devi. You like Nilambari Devi ki? ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे संकर्षण कारणतो यशाई गर्भोदशाई च पयोद्धिशाई शेषस्य नित्यानन्दाक्षराम शरणं ममास्तु टुडे इज very auspicious day, the birthday of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Only 3 days before there was birthday of Mahavishnu Advaita Acharya. And today is the birthday of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. You know that Nityananda Prabhu, without Nityananda Prabhu, God cannot do anything. He is helpless. Though he is abode of all powers, Sarvashaktiman. But yet, he always depends on service of Nityananda Prabhu. When the Supreme Personality of Krishna wants to come in this world, to sprinkle his mercy to all jivas, he comes with Nityananda Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu. In any way, he will be there. Can you say, when Krishna in the shape of Nrisimhadev came, how Nityananda Prabhu was with him? His all weapons, his everything was Nityananda Prabhu. When Ram came, this Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu came in the shape of Lakshman. When Krishna came, he came in the shape of Baldev. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he came in the shape of this. Nityananda. When he sleeps in the Karna Sagar, ocean of balls, then he becomes a shesh on which he sleeps. and he serves, Lakshmi also serves there. So when Krishna wants to come in any way, anywhere in these worlds or anywhere, Baldev Prabhu must come with him. When he was with Ram in Tretaju, Ram ordered so many things which was very, very painful to him. When Dasarath Maharaj told that you should go to the forest for 12 years and Bharat will be the king of Ayodhya, Ram gladly accepted this, but Lakshmana was not in this opinion. He took his bow and arrow and told that, Ram, you should give me order, I will kill all, even this lusty Dasaratha also. I think that he is not appropriate to be a father. You are my father and my elder brother. So you should tell me, order me, I will fight against them and I will kill Maharaj Dasarath, Bharat and all other whole army. And he took his bow and stood up. But Ram told, no, don't do this. He was thinking, if he was not my elder brother, then I have done this, but I am bound to do like this, obey him. When he told, Ram told that, Lakshman, take Sita. Forever I have left Sita, you should take with you, Sita, and give up in very deep forest. He wanted to question Ram, what fault is has done Sita? Why you are doing so? You are going to obey the orders of very nasty persons, lusty persons, like a washerman, and you are not believing on the words of Maharaj Dasarath, Vasishtha, Aya, Pavandev, Agnidev, fire goddess, and all the rishis like Narada and all. He wanted to question, what fault is has done Sita? But he cannot say. He must obey him because his elder brother. So he accepted this, but very painful act for him. And then he took Sita, not telling anything that I am taking you for giving in the forest. Oh, we will return tomorrow after distributing cloths to Muni and Rishis, wives and ladies and their sisters. Oh, we will. But when he went and crossed Ganges and went in the hut of Valmiki, he began to weep loudly. Sita told, why you are weeping? He told that, I should die before telling this. My heart is made of stone or iron, so I am not dying. Ram has left you forever and you cannot return to Ayodhya as his wife. Then Sita at once fell flat, and Lakshmana in the same stage, when she was senseless, he returned weeping. So he is telling himself, Now I will come with Ram. I will come with Krishna, but not as a younger brother to obey. But I will order them, him. So I must come as a
elder brother.
I cannot bear this so painful days. So he came as a elder brother in Krishna pastime. And sometimes he rebuked Krishna, chastised, "Oh, you are doing wrong." Sometimes. But only to please Krishna. So again, he came when Krishna came in the shape of Gaurachandra, Sachinandan Gaurhari. He came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. About, I think, 10 years or like, he was elder than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has never met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachin Nimai Pandi, in Vaibhut. Vaibhut went for pilgrimage with a very renowned any saint. And he went over whole India, almost all holy pilgrimages. When he was in South India, Pandharpur, there is place name is Pandharpur, he met with a saint. His name was Lakshmi Pati Tirtha, disciple in the line of Madhvacharya. Both saw to each other and both became friends. Krishna, Krishna tele, embracing each other. After that, Nityananda Prabhu told that, "I want to take initiation from you." "I have not taken initiation. You are my guru. What mantra you will give to me?" He tested and told that, "Perhaps this mantra you want to give me." And that mantra was, "Kling Swaha." Gopal mantra, no? Then he became so happy and told, "How you knew this? How you knew this?" Then Baldev Nityananda Prabhu gave him darshan in the shape of Baldev Prabhu. And he fled on the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. He took initiation by that mantra and he became renowned sannyasi. And he then alone began to travel everywhere. When he came in Vrindavan, he was searching, "Oh Kanai, where you are? Kanai, you know? Kanai Mani Krishna. Where you are?" When he used to see deers running here and there, he began to run after deers. "Can you tell where Krishna is? Kanaiya is my elder, younger brother." When he used to see grazing cows, he used to take cows, this neck in his arms. Sometimes naked, quite naked, weeping so much. Sometimes running after cowherd boys, asking, "Where is Kanai? Without Kanai, why you came?" I want to meet Kanhai, Kanhai. And began to bitterly weep and roll down on the earth. He went to a temple and he was calling Kanhai, Kanhai. A sound came and told that, oh, your Kanhai is not here now. Now he is taken birth in the other state, and now he is Sachinandan, and he is in Navadvip, Mayapur. If you want to meet, you can go there. So he now began to go to Navadvip Dham. By the side of Yamuna River, he went to Prayag, and from there he, by the side of Ganges, he came at last in Navadvip. There in a very solitary place on the bank of Ganges, Nandana Acharya. He was also a very good devotee. He went there. And he thought that I should not go to Nimai Pandit. He should come to me. If he is Kanhai, Kanhai, I will believe when he will come himself to me and meet me. Otherwise, I will not go. If he is Kanhai, then he knows everything, past, future and
present.
Vartman,
present.
Also he is powerful. He is Sarvagya.
Omniscient.
All-knowing. So he must know, why should I go? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Srinivasacharya, his brothers and all others, so many devotees, to search any Mahapurush. Mahapurush means?
Great personality.
Best personality, person. Very good Vaishnav has come. Try to search him and bring to me. They searched the whole day, here, there, in the bank of Ganges, in all devotees' houses. But they could not find. At last, in the evening, they returned. Oh, we have not seen any newcomer, sadhu, sannyasi, or Vaishnava. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Nimai Pandit told, oh, yeah, I am going. And then he took all, like Gadadhar Pandit and all other devotees, Sivas Pandit and all others. And he straight went on the house of Nandana Acharya. And he entered his house and saw a very beautiful long arms, golden,
color.
Like golden mountain, very beautiful, weeping and telling, Krishna, Krishna, Kanhai, Kanhai. When Mahaprabhu saw, he at once became like dumb, and from there he was saying to him and he was saying to him. For a couple of minutes, they were full silent. And after that, Nityananda Prabhu and Gauchandra at once run to each other and embrace so tightly and began to weep. He is telling Kanhai and he is telling
Balai.
Kanhai and Balai both were weeping bitterly. No sense at all where I am, what I am doing. And this they fell flat on the earth. After some time, the devotees helped them to come in senses. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the arm of Nityananda Prabhu and he brought in his house. After this, Jagai, Madhai and all others, pastimes, Vyas Puja, after that, Sannyas Lila, after they went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, to Jagannath, in the midway, how Nityananda Prabhu broke his danda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left all, went to Jagannath Puri, and enjoying, seeing, taking darshan of Jagannath. Oh, Brajanandan, you are not a statue, you are yourself, Jasodanandan, Brajanandan. And he at once suddenly tried to reach and meet Jagannath Dev. But in the midst, how Bhattacharya, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya came, and how he came, and how he took senseless Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, and how he tried to teach him Vedanta, and what became of that. How he returned, he was in Puri Rath Yatra, and how he again came to Navadvip and Bengal, and used to preach over whole Bengal, especially to those who were fallen, so much fallen, out of caste, very poor. And he began to preach. After that, how he married with Jannama Devi and Vasudha Devi, Birchandra Prabhu, the son of. How he took initiation from Jannama Devi. So we will all here remind. I will pray to whom?
Nityananda Prabhu.
To whom I will pray to speak something. Maharaj, should you speak first? It's about Nityananda Prabhu.
Abhi sir, no.
You should come here. Tum log kaise baithte hain, unko ek aadmi ko wahan par padhe. It should be given. I think that
there are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, above all, always disturbed, isn't it? Because to some degree. But when Adhibodhika and Adhyatmika and Adhidevika, even for us to chant the Harinam, isn't it? Then it goes out of the way and So I want to talk about the Nityananda's appearance, which he distributed love of God to everyone without any creed or race or qualification. He collected all the faults of, if they had the face, at least he was able to give himself and begged that individual to chant the name of Gauranga. For those who are imbibed, who are saturated with divine love, they find satisfaction in the self. They are who can liberate them. So Nityananda Prabhu was who we are benefiting. The characteristics of Nityananda Prabhu, as I can just skip the Baladev, he is the Sanhini Shakti, and the manifestation of Sanhini Shakti is Guru Parapadma, the Vishuddhisattva, which is pure goodness. Swarup Shakti or Antaranga Shakti has three Amvit, and Ananda comes Ladini Shakti. These are important factors to know because it is fundamental to know them in Tattva. Of Ladini Shakti, all the personal manifestation of Srimati Radharani evolves, and from there was a huge kirtan party, and many Vaishnava was invited, and one of them was beating the head of whoever come close to near him, who is benedicting them. And he was so exalted that one time when this kirtan party was going on, everybody stood up and honored. He developed some pride and disrespected this Miniketan Ramdas, And after the kirtan party, he asked Krishna, asked Miniketana, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai, why don't you chant the name of Gauranga? Huh? Because
Nitai Gauranga.
And he was arguing that. So when Miniketana heard this insulting word, and when it happened, Kaviraj Goswami recognized that there happened an apparat. So one can be rectified by if it does commit apparat to Bhagavan. But so if someone foolishly try to offend or blatter, one should really very careful when we approaching any devotee. It makes no difference whether he's elevated Vaishnava or spiritual existence, because one might a beginner seems, but after taking up the spiritual practices, when he shows come only 2 years ago and 5 days, and I am 2 years and 15 days more senior to him. You understand? Because in that platform, I'm going to study superiority. Superiority means pranipatina parishpara sevaya, how much service you do for your guru, and how much is much less than maybe. But that is not so, because anyone who preaching this movement and say and the sake of spreading this, not just only one, not just only your Gurudev should be worshipped, but all Vaishnavas, whomever you see, you should bow down and pay obeisances, isn't it? And render service. If you see somebody that needs service, you should ask, what do you need? How can I serve you? Because this is the culture of a Vaishnava, that all these symptoms in Bengal, which I have seen, that as soon as they got up, and they go out of their room, they sue, within that body. So, Westerners, we are not so acquainted with this kind.
Baldev Prabhu, in Krishna pastime, he went to Naimisharanya. He saw that Lomharshan Sut was giving class of Srimad Bhagavatam. All the rishis, maharshis stood up and did pranam to Baldev Prabhu, but Lomharshan was sitting on the same Vyasasana and he did not do pranam to him, not welcoming him. Baldev Prabhu thought he is not qualified to read Srimad Bhagavatam and to preach Bhagavatam. He knows not a very lower kind of etiquette. He thinks that I am born in Gop Jati, so lower. And he thinks that I am born in Brahmin. And I am so literate and I am so learned. I can tell Bhagavat, explain Bhagavat. But he told that you are not qualified. Be Bhagavat and then read Bhagavat. So he took his hand, and by his hands,
cut his neck.
At once cut off his head, and he was dead. All the rishi were wondering, and then, oh, Baldev Prabhu, what you have done? Then he told that, what do you want? Want that I should
make him
again give his life. Then they knew the glories of Baldev Prabhu. No, we don't want, but how we will hear Srimad Bhagavatam? He at once took the son of Lomharsan,
Ugrasravanam,
of age 5 years only. Not wearing clothes and like so. He was like a very ignorant person who was looking like. But he took and he make him sat on the Vyasasan and look towards him. And he inspired everything, all Vedas. All Srimad Bhagavatam, all Purans, Upanishad and everything. Smriti, Shruti, everything. Mahabharata, Ramayana and all these things.
All scriptures.
And he went at once, told some stuti of Baldev Prabhu. And he began to explain all these things wonderfully. So, you should not see that Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu has not joined the school. And he was illiterate. But he is God of gods. He is Gurudev. He killed in Krishna pastimes Dhenukasu in the shape of an ash. Dhenukasu is ignorance. What ignorance? Those who don't honor Vaishnavas, devotees, and think themselves devotees, himself. They are all like Dhenukasu. If any Vaishnava coming in contact of association of any Vaishnava, he will be Vaishnava. And he will honor like Nityananda Prabhu has honored all devotees. Even those who are not devotees but they wanted to be devotees, he respected them. He brought in the shade of Krishna consciousness to all those who were neglected. All neglected. In India, the goldsmith, you know,
yes, goldsmith.
And oil makers, betel net makers, all there are in Shudra Jati. At first, they have no right to read Veda, Upanishad and Vedanta. They cannot read, even. But Nityananda Prabhu told that, like Jagai Madai, they are most qualified to chant Harinai and to have Krishna Prem. And to whom he saw, he gave initiation like, tell Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So all over in Bengal, all those were fallen, very unficious costs of persons, Nityananda Prabhu embraced them and inspired them all. Today we are doing some mistakes. We are dishonoring sincere and senior devotees. Whole life they have served Swamiji, they have served Radha Krishna and Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, whole life from beginning. Anyhow, without reason, they are going to be neglected. I have also served so much, more than anyone of his own. But I cannot go to take darshan anywhere. To whom I gave my samadhi of Swamiji in Mat Vrindavan. Door are closed. This is a very bad sign. By this we will go to hell. There is some time, yet we should try to correct all these things. We should know that we are whole in Mahaprabhu family. Those who have not taken any initiation but chanting Hare Krishna, they should be treated as the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those who are sincere and loving, serving for so many years, they should be more respected. Otherwise, Vaishnava offense. And Nityananda Prabhu like, Jamindar Ramchandra Khan, in his last pastimes, last days, went in Bengal in a place where very rich person, Ramchandra Khan, who wanted to
make fall down Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur, he went to the same village. That rich person did not honor any of the devotee of Nityananda Prabhu. And he told that, get out from here. You cannot host in night here. Nityananda Prabhu began to laugh so loudly. Oh, devotees are not honored here. Devotees are disrespected here. So, we should not be here. We are going, but I will see, I am seeing that tomorrow Mohammedans will come armed and they will cut all, they will slaughter cows here, they will prepare mills of flesh and whole family will be cut down. And he left the place. And the person not honoring Vaishnava devotees, next day they were slaughtered all. And the whole village became barren. So we should always remember Nityananda Prabhu. Don't disrespect any Vaishnava. This is the
essence of all
teachings of Nityananda Prabhu. Always try to honor Vaishnavas. In what stage he is, according to Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttam Adhikari. We'll have to know all these things. If you are not knowing, then we are not devotees at all. For so mortal we are. Nowadays we are not going to be so strong Vaishnava. In Vaishnava philosophy and also doing according to all, we should try to establish us in all these teachings. Otherwise, only showing like bottle and telling to others, it will not do. So, we should try to understand all the teachings of Nityananda Prabhu. Come with me in Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling, I am meeting with same Brajanandan. In separation mood I am waiting for so many years and years. I brought my Brajanandan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became in the mood of Radhika and calling Krishna, Krishna, Brajanandan. You are the same Brajanandan. And he began to be in the mood of Radhika and he fell flat, dancing. Nityananda Prabhu was there, but not touching. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shivasangan used to dance, and when he used to fell flat in the courtyard, Nityananda Prabhu used to
check him
in his arms. But here not, why not? Why not? He is thinking that now he is in the mood of Radhika, and he is Radhika. So he must not
touch him.
When he began to come in senses, then he used to touch, otherwise not. But nowadays we don't know all these things, and we do so many rasabhas. We keep Nityananda Prabhu with Radha and Krishna in the same altar, Jagannath in same altar. You should know all these things in more superior advanced devotees. With them you should read Chaitanya Charitamrita in the association of Vaishnavas, Bhagavat. Ja Bhagavat Pada, Vaishnavasthana. And that is why Nityananda Prabhu ordered Jiva Goswami to go to Vrindavan and learn all the Shastra with Rupa and Sanatana. He inspired him, and he became so learned that in whole world at that time there was no any learned person like Jiva Goswami. He defeated so many learned persons. How? Only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So we should try to follow outwardly and inwardly Nityananda Prabhu. You know the song, Nitai Pada Kamala. Oh, where she is? Where is Krishna? Nitai Pada Kamala. And then we will have see some boys drama perhaps. Yes, they have prepared. All the children. Nitai Pada Kamala. One time.
After that we will see a play by the children.
And then so many bhaktas are there, they will speak.
Kamala Kati Chandra Susitala
Thank you. time of the Rasa dance. On a nice full moon night in the fall, Krishna decorated himself with lovely flowers like the mallika, which smells so nice. The full moon rose in the east, colouring everything reddish. The air was cool and the trees were full of blossoming flowers. Then Krishna called the gopis by playing on his flute. So the gopis rushed over to find Krishna playing his flute. Their fathers and husbands told them not to go, but they went anyway. Some of the gopis were even locked up in their rooms, so they began to think about Krishna simply by closing their eyes. When all the gopis found him, Krishna teased them. The gopis had come to be with Krishna and to dance with him. They smiled. The gopis began to ask the trees and flowers. Dear Banyan Tree.
Dear Banyan Tree, have you seen Krishna, the Lord of our hearts, pass this way?
And they fell to the ground crying.
The tips of his footprints.
Bunny, laying on the ground crying because Krishna had gone away from her. They helped her up and stopped her from crying. They walked through the forest until it got dark. They went to the Yamuna River and started to chant Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All of a sudden, Krishna appeared. Krishna stood there as beautiful as ever. And while the gopis gathered around him, he looked even more beautiful.
My dear gopis, even though I may seem like I'm away from you, I am always with you, and I will never be far away. I'm always watching you.
Don't be disturbed.
The happiest and most beautiful girls in the three worlds. Finished just an hour or two before sunrise, Krishna said,
we will all have to go now. The rest of the dance has finished. We should all go back to your homes to see your husband and children.
They did not want to go home, but they obeyed him and were really very happy. Thank you.
Don't go to Maharaj and pay your obeisances.
Oh, so much thanks to you for your flow. Thank you. My heartly blessings to you.
Sorry to speak.
I think that in a very few minutes you have my heartly blessings to you to be a very bona fide devotee. Gaur Nita. Gaur Nita.
She was Radhika.
But they played a very good role.
Yes, yes.
Come on. Very good.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Jai Nitai.
Jai
Nitai. Is he also your disciple?
Yes. My heartly blessings to you all. Nityananda Prabhu should bestow his mercy. Very. You should be very quickly a very good devotee. No?
Prabhu, continue.
Yes, Uti. Haribo.
To continue in our practice of this path of bhakti. If it were so, we are told by all of our acharyas in all so many songs that they have written, because without Lord Nityananda's mercy, it is not actually possible to Nitai Padakamlam Koti Chandra Susitala. And there is one line, Heno Nitai Vine Bhai. Without his mercy, O brothers, Radha Krishna Paite Nai, book which was written by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, in which he is telling something to Bengal to preach by the order of Avadhut. He was not identifying with the external world. Or, please chant the name of Gaur. So Gauranga was everything to Nitai. Nitai dedicated his all a Mahabhagwat Rasik Vaishnav within Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is explaining this shlok. All the conversations which are there between Rai Ram Highest Siddhanta. So we must always remember that Nityananda Prabhu, prayer is being given to Nitai that when will the day come? Arkabeniam, when it will come, Sangsara Vasana, then I will give this up by the mercy of this desire. And then by giving this desire up by the mercy of Nitai, I will be able to behold Sri Vrindavan. I will be able to enter in Mabhujabose Jugala Pariti. When will we understand Krishna? When will we be able to understand Bhujhabose, to understand this. So all is based, hopefully actually we'll be getting some of the first copies this evening and some more of them tomorrow. It's a very rush job coming in the future, which will compile a lot of the lectures which he gave not only on this tour, but also in America and Europe on previous tour. Ki jai, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, ki jai, Gaur Premanandi.
Own.
for his dramatic performance enacting the pastimes of Lakshman, giving suggestion to his divine personality. And when he acted out those pastimes, all the people in the town were confused in that they didn't know whether he was really experiencing those pastimes or whether he was just acting those pastimes. He said, okay, we won't enforce with him. Then Nittai gave them both the service to clean the ghat that some of us will visit soon, Jagai and Madai Ghat in Navadvip. So his incarnation is only full of mercy, and by Krishna's grace and through his representatives, we can be the recipients of that mercy. And I'll stop there because, again, I feel awkward talking in front of all the Vaishnavas, especially in front of Maharaj. I'll stop talking except to thank him once again very much and pray for his mercy that he helps me in my service to my divine master, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And thank you all very much.
One of the prayers of Narottam Thakur, Nityanandashtakam, Jathestam Rebhrata, Kuru Hari Dhvana Manisham, Tato Vasansaram Bodhi Taranadayu Mailave, Idam Bahu Spotai Ratatratiyan Japratigriham, Bhaje Nityanandam, Bhajanatarukandam Nirupadhi. He is telling, praying to Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful that all the mercies of Krishna or Mahaprabhu gathered together and Nityananda Prabhu became. He is telling to all persons, without any cost and creed, rich or poor, so inferior or superior, Brahmins or Shudra,
scheduled caste,
anyone, male or female, boys or old, even to animals also, birds, he is telling. How he is telling? Come on. And he is raising his hands and telling like this. Yatheshtam re bhrata kuru hari hari dhvana manisham. Oh brothers, always tell Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, loudly and more loudly. Again and again. And you will be crossing the misery, the ocean of
death and birth.
Birth and death, sufferings and sorrows. And if it is not going so, then I am liable for this. I am telling you truth, that you should one chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And I am giving, I am promising that for this I am liable.
Responsible
for this. You must have Krishna prem. Anyone has not told like this. Where? To each person's door he used to go. And personally he used to tell, I want this only, begging, give us this. I don't want anything. But we are now deficiating from this line of Nityananda Prabhu. If you want Krishna prema, you will have to come in this line again. So Nityananda Prabhu is saying, I am responsible for this if you are not getting Krishna prema. To each person sees. And in the last he is telling, Rasanam Adharam Rasika Barasada Vaishnava Dhanam. Rasanam Adharam Rasika Barasada Vaishnava Dhanam. Rasa Patitatarana Smarnata Paramanityanandastakam Jo Partija Tadanghidvandabje Nitaram. He is telling. Oh, you don't see that Nityananda Prabhu is only a mad person. He has not joined the school. You should know that he is Rasanam Adharam. He is what? Adhar?
Container.
Base.
Platform of all rasas. Dasya as Baldev, Sakha as Baldev, Basal as Baldev, and Madhuras in the shape of Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radhika. He became to test this, to become the platform of this Madhuras also. So don't think that Nityananda Prabhu only in male form serving Krishna, in form only rasas, also in Madhurasa. So Rasanama Dharam Rasika Bara. He was so Rasik. He used to quarrel with Advaitacharya, you know, so many times with like a struggling, sometimes giving Mahaprasadam here and there. Advaitacharya told him, what you are doing? You are No Vedic culture in you. You are always impure. Anyone does not know who is your father and mother and where is your abode. And you have come among us to take prasadam here. You have so much dare. You are avadhut. You have taken our caste Brahmins, this. Nityananda Prabhu at once began to laugh, ho, 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 ho. And told them, oh, Advaitacharya, I have heard that he is so learned person and that I know that he is not a learned person. He does not know anything. He is telling that by taking Mahaprasad, anyone loses his Brahman mode and he becomes low. He is doing offense in the lotus feet of Mahaprasadam. He does not know the real power of Mahaprasadam. Mahaprasadam is himself Krishna. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaish Svalpa Pannavatang Rajana Vishwasa Naiva Jayate. So they were quarreling. Sometimes they were quarreling in the big pond, Indradyumna Sarovar, giving water there in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so great. You know, Raya Ramananda Sarvam Bhattacharya, so learned person and so
great.
But they began also to quarrel like boys, giving water on each other. Also Nityananda Prabhu and this Advaitacharya began to give water each other. And Nityananda Prabhu defeated Advaitacharya. He told that, I am an old person, you want to
drown me.
No, no, no. That I should die? Make me die. So they were in these quarrels. So many good siddhant were there, full of. So Nityananda Prabhu, Rasanam Adharam Rasika Bara Saida Vaishnava Dhanam. He was Rasika Bara. Who is Rasika Bara? Giriraj Govardhan. But he's the root of all rasiks. Without his mercy, anyone cannot be a rasik. But those who will pray Nityananda Prabhu for his mercy, they'll be bona fide Vaishnava. But always remind this, remember, don't criticize anyone Vaishnava. Don't dishonor, otherwise Nityananda Prabhu will be unhappy and he will let give Krishna Prem and they will be aparadhi, offender. So try to all. All who has taken shelter of Nityananda Prabhu Govchandra, treat him like Vaishnavas. But anyhow, anyone is not following, we should pray only Nityananda Prabhu that bestow your mercy, that he should be reformed again. Don't criticize, don't do anything against them. So always have faith on Nityananda Prabhu. Especially I am praying for you all and for my also. For whole world I am praying that Nityananda Prabhu should bestow his mercy to all, that we should know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what is Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare and Hare Rama. He should give us ruchi in Krishna name, in Gaur name. Also, anyone has told in his prayer that Krishna and Krishna Dham and Krishna name, they have some vichar for this aparad. They consider whether he is namaparadhi or not, dhamaparadhi or not. But Gaur Nityanande nahi e sab vichar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu has nothing to do with this. Even aparadhi, they tell, oh Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, then they bestow their mercies. So we should also be like that. If anyone does anything nonsense, we should tolerate and pray for him also. Don't have any envy to them. Nothing. So be like Nityananda Prabhu. Follow his footprints and then Nityananda Prabhu will unconditionally he will bestow his mercy. Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki. Prabhu Nityananda Prabhu ki.
Gaur Premanande.
Krishna Das Mahamantra. নিতাই চৈতন্য বলেন এটা করতে পারবে
দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে বলে নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন বলে নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই বলে নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন Krishna bol nachre amar mon doyal nitai chaitanna bole nachre amar o nami অপরাধীন কৃষ্ণ নামে রুচি হবে ঘুচিবে বন্ধন তখন কৃষ্ণ নামে রুচি হবে আমার মন দয়ালি তাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন কৃষ্ণ নামে অনু রাগে তো হবে হে কৃষ্ণ নামে অনু রাগ তো হবে তখন অনায়াসে সফল হবে জীবের জীবন তখন অনায়াসে সফল হবে জীবের জীবন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন কৃষ্ণ রতি বিনা জীবন্ত মিছে হে কৃষ্ণের রতি বিনা জীবন্ত মিছে আর কৃষ্ণ রতি বিনা জীবন্ত মিছে হে কৃষ্ণ রতি বিনা জীবন্ত শেষ বৃন্দাবনে রাধে শ্যামে পাবে দর্শন শেষ বৃন্দাবনে রাধা শ্যামে পাবে দর্শন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার আগৌর কৃপা হলে হে তাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার নাচরে আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন নাচরে আমার মন হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে 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 Hori bol, 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 hori b Hari Bol, 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 Hari Hari Bol, 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 Hari Bol,
Sri Nitai Gaura Premanande Jai Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai Jai Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai